skipping ahead a little bit. Normally we do, apparently in the Reitz curriculum for Hilchos Avelos, there is some time spent on Tumas Kohanim, which is the part that we're skipping right now, because I do want to make sure that we get through some of the basics of Hilchos Avelos, and then hopefully, time permitting, go back to Tumas Kohanim. But I've been going at a little bit of a slower pace than I had initially anticipated. Like I told you at the beginning, I've never done this before, so you know, it's all like trial and error over here, mostly error, I guess. But nevertheless, that's the that's what we're gonna be doing. Thank you for your expression you're making, Ben. But I, you know. So anyway, we're gonna go to Shin Ayin Dalid, even though Shin Ayin Dalid is still on the tail end of Tumas Kohanim, because Shin Ayin Dalid transitions. It's the bridge between Tumas Kohanim and actual Avelus. Why is it a bridge between Tumas Kohanim and Hilchos Avelus? Why in the world would we have a single simon that talks about the title of the simon is in Shulchan Aruch Tumas Kohen Lemes Mitzvah Lenasiyu Lerabo Ve Al Eze Mes Misablin. You know, there are like 50-something simanim in Hilchos Avelus. You couldn't afford two simanim, one on on the Tumas Kohen for different people, and another one on Al Mi Misablin, who were Misablin for. So it's obvious that the reason that they're connected, and that is the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Chafam and Beis sort of makes that bridge. The Gemara Moed Katan Daf Chafam and Beis makes a very clear connection. Says the Gemara, we call it Braisa Tan Rabbanon Kala Amor Biparshas Kohanim. Everything that's stated in the parsha of the Kedusha of Kohanim, Shekoin Mitami Lehen, that a Kohen is allowed to become Tamei to, meaning all the Krovim that a Kohen is allowed to become Tamei to, Avel Mesabel Alehen. It's those same relatives they have to be Noeg Avelus for when they die. The reason the Torah is mitzaveh the Kohen to be mitami to those krovim is so that they won't refrain from the avelus, right? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Mitzvos HaSei Lamed Zayin, and the second parak of Hilchos Avelos says that there's a mitzvah on the Kohen to be mitami to the krovim, and that is an offshoot of Hilchos Avelos, as we've already discussed. So that the Kohen shouldn't say that he's kadosh and he's also to be mitami, and therefore he's not going to be misabel al krovav. So the Torah is mitzaveh that he must be mitameh in order to be mechazek the inyan of Avelus. This is, of course, the Rambam l'shitaso, that Avelus Yom Rishon is da'oraisa. So the Torah is being mechazek the kiyum mitzvah mi da'oraisa of Avelus by making an additional mitzvah that he has to be mitameh, that he has to be mitameh himself in order to practice his Avelus. And therefore, the way most understand Kal v'chomer for Yisraelim, where we don't even have a mitzvah, a nisr of Tumas Kohanim, a nisr to be mitame, of course we're going to have to be misabel. And then the Gemara identifies ve'eluhein, and these are the relatives. Ishto, his wife, the pasuk says kiim l'sha'ero, and the Gemara in Yevamos Chaf Beis darshins that a kohen is mitame l'ishto because she'ero zu ishto, that she'ero is included in ishto. The Gemara over there tells us only in ishto k'she'ra is considered. Considered she'ero zu ishto, but if he married her be'isser, that's not included. She'ero is a reference to his wife after nisuin, not after erusin. Aviv, his father, imo, his mother, achiv, his brother, but over here we're talking about a brother from a father. The Medrash learns achiv achoso from Bno Obito. So we say, just like Bno Obito yarshin him, so too, it's the kind of achiv achoso that yarshin him, that he would be mitame to. And then achoso also, me aviv, but also, that's assuming also that she's still a besula, because the pasuk says, la achosa besula krove lov, asher lo haiso le'ish, lo yitama. So the sugi in Yevamos has a discussion of what's included in besula with regard to this to the din of Tumas Kohanim, and Bino Obito and Lo Aleinu, Rechmana Litzlan, a son and a daughter are also included in Tumas Kohanim, and therefore in the heter of Tumas Kohanim, and therefore also in Avelus. So Hosifu Alei, and the Gemara goes on that is the din on the din Midaraisa, and then the Chachamim added other Krovim, that even though a Kohen would not be allowed to become Tameh to these Krovim, but for Avelus we expand the list, and they are Achiv va'achoso habesula me'imo, that a sibling, a maternal sibling, a sibling from the mother's side, where a kohen cannot be metami to them, but the chum are misakein, now we're still misabel on them, va'achoso nesua, and a sister who is married, a kohen would not be allowed to be metami because she's not a basula, but we would still practice avelus for achoso nesua, bein me'aviv, bein me'imo, and it doesn't matter whether she's a sister from his father's side or a sister from his mother's side. Meaning you might have thought that it's only a sister from the father's side because as it is, she's already in Nesua, so it's already one takana. So you're going to make a double takana to include, you know, it's two steps removed. So we include them as well. And then the Braisa continues to say what levels of kurva Chazal added, ukeshem shemisabel aleihem kach misabel al shneim shalehem. Just like you're misabel on these seven people, you're also misabel on their relatives, even though you are not one of the krovim to the actual deceased, like avi aviv, a grandfather. Just like you're misabel on your father, so too you're misabel on your grandfather because he is a relative of your father, or ben achosel, let's say, a nephew, since it's your sister that is misabel, so you have to be misabel together with her. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, eino misabel ela al ben beno va'al avi aviv. Then no, it's not all relatives of relatives. It's only when it's a direct lineage, up or down, whether it's a grandfather or a grandchild. And the Chum say, whoever you be misabel on, when they die, you're misabel on their relatives as well. So, Frakta Gemara, that Chacham Hainu Tanakama. The Chum is exactly the Shita of the Tanakama. They both are saying the same thing, that you're misabel on all relatives of relatives. So the Gemara answers, Ikabinayu imo bebayis. The difference between the Tanakama and the Chacham is if you're noeg avelus only when you're with the Karov, who is the Avel, in the house, or even when you're not together with them. According to the Tanakama, you're noeg avelus on krovei krovav, regardless of whether you're in proximity to your relative or not. And the Chacham say, no, it's only emo, it's only when the kavod your relative. So when you're with your relative, you observe that avelus. But once you're yotze mibeso, then you stop observing the avelus. Ki adam le rav, l'chia b'rei, like Rav told, the son chia, v'cheinam le ravuna, le rabba b'rei, ba'apa nohog avelusa, b'lo apa lo tinog avelusa. When their wives were sitting shiva, so while you're with your wife, you should be noeg avelus, you know, in front of her. But once you're not in front of her anymore, then you should no longer observe avelus anymore. I realize this is a lengthy piece of Gemara, but it's kedai to see the whole thing. The Gemara goes on to say that maybe there's a difference between krovim from birth and krovim because of marriage. Marukva shachav lo bar chamua. Marukva, the son of his father-in-law, died, meaning his wife's brother, meaning what we call a brother-in-law. So Savar Lemesa Vale Shiva Shloshim, he wanted to observe full avelus of Shiva and Shloshim because that's what his wife was observing. All Rav Huna Lagabe, so Rav Huna came, Ashkeche, so he found him that he was being noeg avelus. Amaleit sud noisa be'es abois lemechal. Well, you enjoy eating the ma'achale avelim. You know, people send delicious food to the Shiva house, so you like partaking of that. It's like free sushi. So what are you doing? That you're being noeg avelus, you know, even when you don't have to. You're taking this upon yourself. So lo amru l'kvodishto ela chama v'chamoso. No, whenever you observe avelus for the kavod of your wife who's observing avelus, that's only for your father-in-law and mother-in-law, for their kavod, but not the other krovim. Any korva machmas chitun is not mechayiv to be noeg avelus on krove krovav. So the Gemara brings a raya for that chilik. Ditanya mi shemes chama v'chamoso eino rashi locha v'zisho lios kuchel v'zios pokeses. That if a father-in-law, mother-in-law dies, so then you can't force your wife to get all made up and to put on her, you know, whatever, the makeup and to do her hair in such a way, because that's something that she's not allowed to do while she's in the avel. Elakofa mitaso v'noegima avelus. Not only that, you have to be kofa your own mita, like an avel, and observe avelus with her. And when her in-laws die, his parents die, she can't do these things that she's not allowed to do as an avel. She has to observe avelus. But yet there's another brisa that says that even though when a woman is in avelus, she can't put on her makeup and can't do her hair, but she still could provide him with all of his all normal services she does in the house. So even during her avelus, just like she would during the week. So kashina dadi, it's a stira. The first brisa says no, the husband's got to observe avelus also. Second brisa says the husband does not have to observe avelus, and she's matzas lo samita. Matzas lo samita means that the bed is normal, that there's no kfiya samita going on. Elav shmamina kan chame v'chamoso. Kan bishar krovim. The answer to the stira must be the first brisa is talking about when she's sitting shiva for her parents, and therefore he has to be noeg avelus together with her. The second brisa is by shar krovim, and therefore he does not have to be noeg avelus with her. Shmamina. So you see that chilik that we just said. There's a difference between. Between when she's when you're between her parents and Shar Krovim, because it's only a relative machmas chitun. The only thing you need to do, l'kvodishto, unlike all your other relatives that may be sitting shiva, like your parents or whatever, but the only thing one needs to do, l'kvodishto, is in-laws, is chama v'chamoso, and not the other relatives. So then the Gemara gets into some halachos of kriya. Okay, let's stop the sugya there. So that's the basic Gemara that brings up this topic of who one is misabel for. So the Gemara very clearly associates tumas kohanim with who one is misabel for, and then the Gemara just expands the list. So like we mentioned, the Rambam in Hilchos Avel Perek Beis Halacha Vav tells us, look how chamor mitzvah avelus is, because we're apparently docha tumas kohanim for the sake of mitzvah avelus. That's lo yitama is a mitzvah. That if he doesn't want to be metami to his sister, metami no al korcho, he has to be metami to these relatives anyway. So the Rambam writes, though, that kohanos, just parenthetically, Rambam writes kohanos, female kohanim, are not muzar on tuma, and therefore they're not mitzuva to be metami to their krovim. Meaning, the Rambam seems to understand that it's a function of that the requirement to be metami to the krovim is a function of the isser of tuma, and the Raivid disagrees. The Raivid says doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. The ishta arusa lo metamila sounds like ishta nesua you are metamila, sounds like muchayevus lo that she's muchayevus to be metami to him as well. So it's machlokas Rambam and Raivid whether women are chayiv to be metami to their krovim as well. So the Kesef Mishra quotes from the Rush that he doesn't understand the Rambam, because why would you pater women from this chiyuv? Why would it be less? You would think, like we said before, it's a kal v'chomer. So, okay, that we discussed. We said over, how Rav Salvejik understood that maybe that's the, that it's dafka for someone who has an isur of tumah, that it's an overt act of avelus to go and be metame, because you're showing that this is an act of avelus to be metame to them. But maybe if you have no limitation on tumah, so it's not a clear act of avelus to be metame to the person. So if you look in Se'if Dalid, right, in Shinai and Dalid, Shulchan Aruch paskins these halachas. Kala krovim shakoyin metamilem shem aviv, v'imo, bno, bito, ach, v'achos, me'aviv, habesula veishto misablim aleihem v'od osif aleihem achiv meimo v'achosu meimo bein besula bein nesua, just straight out of the Gemara, v'achosu nesua me'av v'shem misablim aleihem af al pi shein koin mitam aleihem, that we expand the list midrabanan beyond those that koin is mitami to k'shem shu misabel alishto kachim misabeles alav. Vidavke ishto ksheru nesua, and even though there is avelus for one's wife, that's only if she is ksheira, and it's only if you're nesua, aval psula, o arusolo, but if she's an isha, that's psula, or she's only an arusa, then not. Aval bro bitavach vachosa, afilu him psula misabel aleim, chus bim bro bitavach vachosa mishivcha vakutashena misabel aleim. But a child, even if they happen to be psulim, you would still be misabel for them. So that's explicit in Shulchan Aruch. The Mordechai in Siman Tav Tav Kuf Yud quotes a brisa Maseches Machos that an alman el kohen gadol grusha v'chalutz el kohen hedyot, you are misabel but you're not mitame. So Beis Yosef wonders why it is that the Ramban and the Rosh reject that brisa. Says it could be that they hold that the brisa is lav desamchehi, that it's not a reliable brisa, doesn't come from a reliable source, and therefore the Mechaber Paskins over here, as we just read, that even if they're psulim, chutz me'ishto, except for ishto, even if they're psulim, all other psulim you'd be metame for, but ishto psula you would not be mesabel for. What about a shomeres yavam? So in Pischei Tshuva, Sivkatan Beis, he quotes, Ayin Tshuvas Perach Mata Aaron, the shomeres yavam shemesa ein ha-yavam mis'abel aleha. Even though there is a zika, so there is this connection, but that zika is akin to erisin, so you would not be mis'abel, because you're only mis'abel on ishto nisua. However, he quotes a Masas Moshe, that Simon Chav Zayin chalak alav, v'hiskim d'chayiv l'sabel, but Tshuvas Nechba b'kesev, Yerdei Simon Alv, etc. Shalach v'tari b'kald varv masa k'divrei Arav perach mat Aaron sheinu chayev l'sabel. So he seems to come to the conclusion that you would not be misabel on a shomeres yavam. In Rabbi Kiva Eger over here, he has an interesting chiddush, not his own chiddush. He quotes from the Yam Shel Shlomo. Right, if you look in chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger over here, he writes from the Yam Shel Shlomo as follows. He writes that someone who had a fight with his wife, he had some sort of quarrel with her, and it was bad. You know, they were planning on getting divorced. And they just, you know, they didn't get to the. She died from the. Before they finished the argument, before they finished the divorce, rather, while they were still fighting. So that's awkward. You know, it's going to be an awkward shiva. So Kasi Yam Shel Shlomo, the Einu Masabel. No awkwardness, no shiva. He doesn't have to be Masabel on her. I am the Sefer Beis Meir Levin Ezer Binuskar Shal Tanai Umeis Ayn Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. Good. So that's what he quotes from the Marshal. The Svara of the Marshal is that the sheet of Rabbi Shimon is Kivin Shnasin Ein of Lagarsha Shuvein LaPeros. That once he's Nasav Ein of Lagarsha, she loses the rights to Peros. So even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon as far as Peros are concerned, but Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'Avel, so we'll follow such a sheet in Tanaim when it comes to Avelus and say that it's Ki'ilu, they're already divorced. Still a great chiddush. Still a very great chiddush. The Beis Meir and Eben Ezer, Simon Sadi, Sifei, says he doesn't understand. Even Rabbi Shimon, it's only Mishas Ksivas Haget. It wouldn't be before the Ksivas Haget. Before the Nesinas Haget, yes, but not before the Ksivas Haget. So the Beis Meir says, nevertheless, Lomalo Libo Lachlok, he can't, how could he be cholek on the Yam Shel Shlomo? Kvar Hora Zakein, he already, Yam Shel Shlomo and Kiva Eger, already paskind, what can you do? So there would be no need for Avelus. However, the Pnei Baruch in Siman Tes, footnote Dalid, quotes a Maharaj Dam in Eben Ezer Siman Ayin Hei, where he says, yeah, that's in a case where the husband has full control over whether he is going to be Megarish, his wife, or not. He has the ability to be Megarish or Bal Korcha, but now there's a Cherem Drabbeinu Gershom. It's impossible for him to be Megarish or Bal Korcha. It's not Biyado Legarsha, so the whole Svar of Rabbi Shimon doesn't apply. There is no Nasanein of Legarsha, and therefore therefore she's as good as gone. No, that's not he doesn't have the ability to be megarish her. L'chora, if you say like the you know Ashkenazim, we're not mekabel cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom after the Sof Ha'elef. It's only b'toras minag. I mean, certainly Sfardim. Whether that's considered biyado legarsha, right? As far as that, meaning if you say like Sfardim, rather that would be maybe it would be biyado legarsha. Maybe the cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom has run out already, but nevertheless we at least observe it still b'toras minag. And or perhaps even b'toras halacha. It's a question how you interpret at sofa elef. But we still observe the cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom, and therefore it's not biyado legarsha. You know, the Rama writes in Eben Ezra that even though the halacha, strictly speaking, based on the Gemara and Ksuvas, is that you're not allowed to stay with your wife when she does it, when you lost a ksuba, the Rama writes that it doesn't really apply anymore because the whole concern is that if she doesn't have a ksuba, it's going to be kalabein of lotzia. It's going to be easy for him to divorce her. So the ksuba is there to give a you know some strength to the marriage, and it's going to make it that he can't easily divorce her because it's going to be very costly for him to divorce her. So the Rama writes, yeah, but now we have Cherem D'Rabbeinu Gershom, so there is no such thing as Kalabein of Lotzia. It's not up to him anyway, and therefore, if a couple lives without a ksuba, it's not the end of the world. Because you already have the teeth are already in the marriage. You already have a certain strength to the marriage because he can't just divorce her. So here also the fact that there's a cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom changes what otherwise would have been the halacha. So cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom has effects beyond just what the cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom is about. It has effects in these other halachas as well. In Yabia Omer of Vadian Chilek Vav Yerdeh Simlamid Hey, he says that the minig is lahakel, that he does not have to observe avelus. I have limited experience in this area. I don't recall ever being asked this shaila. I don't think it would occur to people to ask the shaila. They would assume as long as they're still halachically married that they're going to observe avelus. But again, one I think it's very mistaver what they're quoting from the Marash Dam that since there is a cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom and it's not easy for him to divorce her, so we would still say that he would have to be misabel on her. So that is as far as ishto, as far as his actual relatives. What about gerim? The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel says that a gershon is gayer hu va'aviv or hu v'imo, they're not misabel on each other. Meaning, even though the family comes together to be megayer, they were always a family unit. They were a family unit before, and they continue to be a family unit. But halachically, gershon is gayer is kakatan shenola dami, so they're not really related to each other. So they're not misabel on each other. So Beis Yosef quotes a Mordechai in Tav Kuf Zayin that a gershon is gayer hu v'imo, and then his mother dies. That the Re says to be Misabel because Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa and Chayshinan Dilma Asila Chlufe Bi Yisrael. That since they always lived as a family unit, it's going to look to the world that he's not being Misabel on Karov and Avelus is a Din Daraisa. You don't want to give the impression that they're foregoing a Din Daraisa. And once there goes Avelus Yom Rishon, so then you do the full Avelus, because you don't find Yom Echad without the rest of the Avelus. It always goes hand in hand. So once you're observing Avelus one day, you're going to observe the whole Avelus. And the Chaber in Sif Hey over here writes, HaGershon is Gayer Hu Banovo Evich and Shtachar Hu V'Imo. Hey, Misablin Ze El Ze. The Mechaber says, no Avelus. Comes along the Ramah. Even if they converted together, they're not misabel. As far as Rav Mordechai Elchusmachus Mimaisa Shabal Lefnei Ri Lamai Dekaimelan Avelus Yom Rishon to Rabbanon. Why? So the Rama explains himself. Yes, I know the Mordechai quotes the Ri that you would be misabel because Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa, and you don't want to give the wrong impression that they're not observing the Avelus Yom Rishon Daraisa. Yeah, we paskin avelus yom rishon is derabanan. So the whole nafal yisod, nafal abinyan, the whole thing falls apart. If avelus yom rishon is derabanan, you don't have anything to be concerned about. So that's what the Rama writes. The later poskim discuss this. Most of the time, the issue is not that they're looking for a kula, not to observe avelus. Adrabba, they're looking for a chumra. Here you have a person that were mega. It's their biological mother and their spiritual mother and everything else. They converted as a family, and she raised him and took care of him, and now he's not going to sit shiva for her? And he's part of an Orthodox community, he's part of a Jewish community, he's not going to sit shiva for her? Most of the time, people are looking in the other direction. They're looking for a chumrah. So can they be Miss Abel? So in Tshuvas V'Hanhagos, in Chelek Aleph Siman Tav Reish Pei Dalid, Rav Shtormach writes, of course it's mutter to be Miss Abel B'chi Agavna. We're not concerned that people will think that they're Jews and they will mess up the yichus, meaning that they're native Jews, rather, and that it will mess up the yichus, because whenever Chazal didn't make any such gezeira, we don't have to make such gezeiros. And therefore it follows that if one adopted a child and raised that child, there's no chiyuv avelus, they're not biologically related, but roi v'nachon, to be machmir al atzmo, to be noig avelus on his adoptive parents, on his father and mother, even though he's not mechuyav, because they're actually related, but hakaras hatov, it's ra'ui to be noeg a little bit of a nihuge avelus. And the Rama writes this way, the Rama writes that someone wants to be machmir, to be misabel, on someone that he doesn't have to be misabel, harishus biyado. The person is allowed to do that. Ein mochem biyado, the Rama is going to write a little bit later in Sifav. So he's allowed to do that. So therefore, this would be a perfect example of the right kind of case where one should volunteer an avelus. Of course, since he's only volunteering the avelus and it's not required, you can't take kulas, meaning you can't do anything that's a srach iser. You can't be mevatel mitzvah tefillin on Yom Rishon. You can't do things that would be prohibited. In Halicha Shlomo, on Tefillah, Perek Yudches, Halacha Yudalit, in the Dvar Halacha section, Os Yudches, he writes that even though it's mutter to be noeg avelus for adoptive parents and to be makabel tanchumin kol shiva because of hakaras hatov, meaning to sit shiva and open the doors for shiva visits, because these are the people that raised you like a father and mother, but you're still chayv in Talmud Torah when the menachemim are not there. When the menachemim come, you put away the sefer, because that's the covet of the mace, is to act like an avel in front of other people. But, for the people who he writes that were like kehorim v'ahavu ka'avas av lebanim, that avos lebanim, the people who loved you and cared for you, like a parent does for a child. I actually have a sefer, what I did with it. There's a wonderful sefer out there. It's kedai to have, even if you just get one or two adoption shilas in your entire life. I have a whole sefer about adoption. Oh, here it is. About adoption and halacha. I got to clean up my desk once in a while. There's a beautiful sefer. It's called Al Ben Amatzdalach. It's all about adoption in halacha. Fantastic sefer. It was written by, I met the author, it's written by Rabbi Yakim Dvorkis. Rabbi Dvorkis is he's a good friend of Rav Meir Goldwicht. They grew up together in Shari Chesed. Fascinating, colorful character, as Rav Shechter would say, Rabbi Dvorkis. I went to his house, and he has a gigantic picture. It's like 20 feet long, of him with all of his svarim that he wrote. Just him and all of his svarim. He's a character. He's a fun fellow to talk to. So this is of all of his svarim, I like this one the best, because most of his svarim are very nice. But this was like a real contribution in the sense that no one else, as far as I know, wrote on this topic in such a thorough way. So he has a whole discussion about this as well in the Sefer on page Kuf Mem Beis. And he quotes some lesser known sources, but also he says his bottom line la halacha is that it's appropriate to be noheg mixtas avelus on adoptive parents, and he goes through the issue of volunteering avelus and what volunteering avelus looks like and what the Rama is based on. Okay, he goes through the issue a little bit more detail, but that's the issue of krovim. Let's see what the questions are over here. Okay, if Avel is Yom Rishon is Rabbanan, then what is the point of the mitzvah for Kohen to become Tameh? Right, meaning that Rambam is assuming that, no, that could just be the mitzvah of Kvura, but the Rambam, by making a big deal of Avelus out of it, is assuming that it's Avelus Yom Rishon D'Oraisa. Yair, is there anything that's different between real and fake avelus? So yes, that's what we discussed. We discussed that you can't take any of the kulas. You can only take the chumras. In the case of a ger and adopted child, we would not have aninus, right? You wouldn't be part of a mitzvahs, right? You certainly can't take the paturim of ani of an onim from mitzvahs. You got the name now, Ben, or should I say it again? Al ben amatz talach.
I can't see the under the word ben amatzta.
Yeah, aleph mem tzadi taf. Yeah. So okay. So that's as far as avelus for people who are relatives or like relatives. Let's discuss krove krovav a little bit, because this is something that people are vaguely aware of. This, they're vaguely familiar with this concept of krove krovav, but no one's quite sure what to do with it. So it's so I'm asked the question all the time. People ask, you know, that that someone that you know, a relative has passed away, and a grandparent passed away. Can I go to my friend's wedding? I lost my grandparent, and my parent is sitting Shiva. Am I allowed to go to my friend's wedding? So why not? So we already saw why not, right? The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to be misabel on secondary relatives. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, ben beno and avi aviv, but not all secondary relatives. And the Chum say, you have to be misabel together with someone that you're misabel on bifneihem, but not shalom bifneihem. Right, shalom b'vneim. You don't have to be misabel in them. Just like by an ishto avela, that you're only knowing avelus b'faneha when her mother and father die, as the Gemara says. So the Rosh in Sim Lamed Hey says that you chayv to be misabel im ishto al chama v'chamoso, and a woman im baila al chama v'chamoso, but not other kroven. There is a machlokas Rambam and Ramban whether she's mechuyeves to be misabel only when it's his father and mother, or even when it's his other relatives, right? The Gemara made this distinction on her side, whether that her father and mother, he has to be misabel with her, but not her other relatives. The Mechaber paskins like the Rambam in Siv Vav. If you look in the Mechaber in Siv Vav, kol misha misabel olav, misabel imo im meis lo meis, v'davka ba'odo b'fanav. That typically speaking, your brother, your sister, any of the other relatives that are sitting Shiva, only in front of them you have to be knowing Avelus. Chutz me ishto, shavu bisha misabel aleha, eino misabel ima, ela alavia o al ima mishum kavod, chama v'chamoso. But by ishto, since you're not a blood relative with your wife, you're only, even though ishto kagufo, so in a certain sense, it's a closer relative, but it's not a blood relative with your wife, therefore her relatives are not a blood relative and are not kagufo, so you wouldn't have to be misabel on her other relatives except for her parents, but that's because of your chi of kavod for chama v'chamoso. Aval alachia v'achosa, o b'no ubita, meish acher, if she has a child from a previous marriage, if she has a brother or a sister, eino misabelima, then you're not misabel with her. Mikol makom, eino yachal l'chofel l'skashet avichol limzog lo akos l'tzio lo mita l'irchus panav yadav raglav. Again, taken straight out of the Gemara, he can't force her to do things that are a violation of her avelus, but she has to make his bed for him, and his bed is not going to be turned over. It's not going to have a din of kfiyas amita. V'chein hi eino misabelis imo, ela kishamesu chameo chamosa. And that goes in both directions. She would only have to be misabel when it's his parents that died. Avol shar krov of shemesu, eina misabel asimo. But if it's anybody else, so the Mechaber Paskin is like the Rambam, that she's not misabel on the shar krovim that die, on his shar krovim that die. The Torah quotes from the Rambam in Shinai and Dalar over here that which you're misabel al krovo is only when it's a krova de sheer, right? When it's an actual blood relative. As opposed to a korva that's al yidei kiddushin, you don't need to be misabel with him. The Rosh is not mechalik. So Shulchan Aruch is so same. Sounds like dafka b'korva de sheer. That's what in Siv Zayin he writes. Hey, misabli nimar krovim shemisabli maleim elik shemisabli al korv zishar kigon bno va'achiv shemisabli al ben ubas shalem. Avol korv de kiddushin shalem. Meaning, if let's say one's brother's wife died. I'm sorry. One's kigon shemesa eshes bno o eshes achiv. Yeah. One's brother's wife died, or one's son's wife died, or balbito, or one's daughter's husband died, or balachoso, or sister's husband, sayinu masabel aleim. It has to be a blood relative of yours as well. If it's not a blood relative of yours, then it doesn't go. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So the Rush then concludes that since it's only the whole idea of being misabel together with your wife, let's say, is only lekavodishto, she could be mochal on the kavod. And that's why, meaning typically when you go to a shiva house and someone is sitting shiva, you will not find that the spouse is sitting shiva together with them, because it's all a din of kavod, so they're mochel on the kavod. And the Rama over here says, that's of Yeshom di, in the noagil lahakal ba'avel zeh, shalem esablim imo, dein zeh lemishum kavod em esablim, v'achshav noagu kulam limchal, minig is that nowadays everyone is mochel, v'chei noagin eidno, shalol esabel klal im ha-misablim, and that's our minig, that we don't do it at all. And then the Rama goes a step further, v'kal ha-machmir ba'zeh, eino elamin ha-matmin, and it's weird if you're going to be machmir on such a thing. No one does such a thing. But at least through Shiva, they should be a little bit off, a little bit different. What does it mean? Not through Shiva, the first week, only until Motzoi Shabbos, they should do things a little bit differently. Motzoi Shabbos Arishon Shenem Rochtzim. What does that mean? Do things differently. Don't bathe. Vein Mesharim Ksas Bigdeyam, and keep certain clothing on. Kemo Bishar Shabbos. V'yesh Mekom Shenagu Ol LaHachmir Binyanim Achirim V'ikur Kemo Shekasafti. He says, and some have additional chumras, but I think that's the correct thing to do. So, if you're wondering why it's so vague and why people aren't sure what to do, is because the Rama is like, you know, he's going halfway, a quarter of the way. You know, it's an element of Atmiyim, but you should do something. Oh, but not for all of Shiva, only until Motzai Shabbos. And what's something? Something, don't bathe. Nowadays, people bathe during Shiva also, meaning, well, we'll get to that later, I guess. But, you know, depending on the community and depending on what you hold the definition of istinus is, you know, these things that really distinguish this from regular avelus aren't gonna you know seem to be as strong. So that's what the Rama writes in the Chuvas Adnei Paz Pischi Chuvah Yosifkat and Dalit quotes that if the avel is unaware of the patira, then you're not misabel alav. That if the avel is not aware of the patira, so the misablin alav are not mechuyev to be knowing this avelus. Meaning those who are relatives of the avel don't have to observe the avelus. Meaning, let's say, happens very often. You have someone who passes away, and their relative is very old and is not they don't tell him or he's not with it. So do you still have to be misabel as a krove krovev? You know, for such a thing, the person, the avil themselves, doesn't know. So what this talion is the chakira, and whether it's really a din in kavod or not. Is it a din in kavod of the avil, or is it a din in kavod of the mace themselves? So the Pischi Tshuva quotes the Adnei Paz that you don't observe the avilus, so it sounds like it's a din in kavod achayim, because otherwise, my nafkamina, if the avil is aware of the patira or not. I think Rebbetzin Shirley Lamb, Rabbi Maurice Lamb's wife, told me that they never told Rabbi Lamb Zichrono Livracha when his wife passed away. She said that the impression she got was that he figured it out, even though he wasn't well, obviously, but that he figured it out, that there's no way that he didn't know. But they didn't tell him, because he was in very frail health, he was very ill, and it wasn't something that he was going to be able to really do anything about. So that's what she thinks that he figured it out. So sometimes you have situations like that where it's dangerous to tell a person about their avelus. So that's what the Adnei Paz says, that the krove krovav then wouldn't need to be knowing the avelus, because the minhag avelus is only for kavod achayim. So if the chayim doesn't know, that is novel, other people don't have to be misabel because there's no kavod involved. And l'chora, it's mavur that way from the Yad Shaul. Yad Shaul writes that if there are no avelim that are misabel, then the krovim also don't have to be noeg ktsas avelus. So you see that the inyan of avelus is because of kavod achayim. So if there's no kavod achayim, there's no one else to be misabel, meaning let's say the karov predeceased them. So there's no avelim left to be misabel. So just because it would have been krove krovav, let's say someone's parents predeceased their grandparents or something like that, right? So there's no karov that you have to be misabel for. So it's covered. There's no kavod achayim. However, the Pischei Tshuva and Sifkan Dalid seems to disagree with the Adnei Paz, and he holds that the chiyuv avelus is mishum kavod ameis. L'chora, the nafkamina should be whether mechila works. That if the avelus is because of kavod achayim, mechila works. But if it's for kavod ameis, mechila l'chora doesn't work. So that's the That's the issue. But Rama paskins that mechila does work. So that's what we assume. In the shach over here, in Sivkat and Zayin, so what does the shach write? The shach writes that he quotes from a Tshuvas Masas Binyamin, Simin Pei Gimel, that dafka psulim le'edus that you chayiv min adin to be misabel, do you have to be knowing all this? But other psulim le'edus, that you wouldn't be machmir, birachitas chamin, v'chafifas harosh, and chiluf bigdei Shabbos, and it would be good enough to just have beged elyon shel chol, not to eat chutz l'bayis. Okay, but all of this is assuming that we are observing some level of avelus. Rav Avadia writes in Yabia Omer Chelik Dal Simulam Heyos Tes, and it's quoted in Yalkut Yosef as well, that we're not knowing any avelus. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that he says Vehechi Dinog Nog, Hechi Dilo Nog Lo Nog. Kimidina ein kan shum ikr. That since minadin, it's not really required. So wherever it's not the minuk, so you don't do it at all. In fact, I saw in one of the svarim they quote from the Tshuvas Betzalel Chacham or Betzalel Stern, Chel Gimel Simon Kov Zayin. He writes that Beram Oda Velo Evosh Sheim Ki Kol Yomai Gadalti Bein Chachamim Gadolim Chikrei Leiv. He said, I grew up in a very religious environment. Me Olam La Reisi Velo Shamati Shekrovim Psulei Edus Yinagu Afilu Ktsas Avelus. He says, I've never seen it done, even b'miktsas. I've never seen anyone observe any form of avelus. V'im kasha lahazbir tama davar, me'achar v'kol sivir achor ma'atik minag zeh she'skir Ramah la'alacha. It's hard to explain why not, because Ramah quotes all of this, at least as a miktsas avelus, and all the achronim quoted, the Chachmas Adam and others, the Rechachayim and all of it, but nevertheless, that's the minag that he observed. In Orchos Rabbeinu, in Chelek Dalet, page Shalamed Eh, they quote that Reb Chaim Kanievsky reports that the Chazanish says that when the Rama says that there are noeg certain parts of Avelus, it's only al b'nei banim and al avi avihem. But shar krovim, like achim, chayotzibahem, we're not knowing anything at all. So that's the practice, it seems to be. So I wanted to see what do they say, like what does art school tell you to do? You know, art school is very makbid in their, I don't have the book with me, but they're very makbid in their halachas farm that they should do mainstream halacha. That's what they say, that it wants to be mainstream halacha, that the author shouldn't have an opinion, that he should just offer the mainstream halacha. So he does say that for a grandparent, a person should not go to a chasana until the Motzai Shabbos. So there are many poskim that will suggest that for a grandparent not to go to a chasana till Motzai Shabbos, and not to take a comfortable shower until Motzai Shabbos, not to take a warm shower until Motzai Shabbos. Which so there are many. I never asked Rav Shechter about this, but there are many people that are just, you know, that just follow what Rabbi Tzal Stern and what the Aruch HaShulchan say seems to be the overwhelming minog of just not observing avelus at all. But strictly speaking, straight from the books, it would seem to be that you would have to do something at least until Motzei Shabbos, like the Ramah says. Let's see what the questions are. Previous topic: does any of the adoption avelus discussion apply to children from IVF? I mean, with children from IVF, you're dealing with a much more complicated topic. Meaning, with IVF. Meaning, if we assume that, let's talk about fertility in general. We assume that if it's the father's zera, then he's halachically your father, even if there was not a maisabia involved. If it was not the father's zera, so then it's like an adoptive parent. It would be the same thing. when there's a surrogate mother, when there's a woman that carries the pregnancy, but it's the mother, it's the woman who raised you, it's her egg, but someone else carried the pregnancy, or vice versa, so that's a suffix. That's a machlokas in contemporary poskim, whether we follow gestational mother or genetic mother for the determination of motherhood. That's what Sturmbach has in the seventh volume of Tshuvas VaHanhagos. So you know, there are some fascinating tshuvas. He has a tshuva there about the requirement to vaccinate, which made a lot of headlines, and other thing. I mean, it was a tshuva. I think it was a tshuva tour of Shmuel Kamenetsky. You know, giving it to him over the head a little bit. That you know, you got to you got about the chiyuv to vaccinate. But I think the most amazing tshuva over there was he discusses the possibility, the biological possibility, that a man could be someone's mother. That if you were to come up with a way that a man if medical science has it that a person who went through a sex change operation carries someone's fetus, so and you hold that it goes by gestational mother and not by the so then a man can be a mother. So I thought that was fascinating, an unusual twist, but there is a machlokas whether we follow gestational or genetic mother. So like for usually the situation is that there will be someone's not going to be Jewish in the mix, either one or the other, and we'll have to do a gir l'chumra. So we have cases like that all the time in Beis Din, where we do a gir l'chumra, because it's a suffix who the real mother is. So l'chara will be the same thing over here. Although suffix avelus, we could probably, if the person wants to be mekel, they could probably be mekel. For one's in-laws, how does the spouse's mechila help to avoid the chiyuv? Isn't there an independent chiyuv of kibud for the in-laws? That's mechayev the avel. Yeah, l'chore, yes, although it's unclear what the chiyuv kibud of chama v'chamoso is. It may be a function of the marriage as opposed to a function of the chama v'chamoso themselves. But anyway, yeah. So, but that's the assumption. The assumption is that it's not only a personal mechila. That's why the Rama writes, "Amach minenuel mina matmim." What do you mean mina matmim? The karov wasn't mochel. So the assumption is that the world was mochel. That you know, batel daita etzel das kaladim. That everyone was collectively mochel. Can second degree krovim take on this avelus in the form of voluntary avelus that we discussed before? So the Rama is saying is ainu alamina matmiyim, meaning strictly speaking, yes, but once it became the practice not to do that, so you don't want it to become like a contest of, oh, I'm the better son-in-law, you know, that or whatever. Like it's not something that we recommend as a way of demonstrating the closeness. So that's what Rama means, that it's mina matmiyim. In a number of sugyas, Hashavas Aveda, we see that the kavod one owes the person who funded your Torah education takes kedimus over the kavod you owe your actual rebbeim. If so, is there room to say that one is obligated to be misabel for one's adopted parents who presumably paid your tuition, midin rav hamufak? I think it's more than that. It's better than that. Meaning, right? What's the Maimar Chazal? It's right here, printed on the inside of that sefer. And the is Sanhedrin Yotes, kolamagadol yasim b'soch beisom malalav akasuv ki'ilu yiladav. That's where Shlomo Kluger of Sheft always likes to quote. Shlomo Kluger at the beginning of Evin Ezra says that one is perhaps Mekayim, a partial kiyum of Puravu, by adopting children. That it's Mamish Ki'ilu Yelado, that we view it as if it's Ki'ilu Yelado. So Maral and Chumash writes that that when the Paro's astrologist saw that that there would be a child born who was a Mitzri child that's going to save the Jewish people, or wasn't clear from the stars whether it was a Mitzri or a Jewish child, is because he was partially was a Mitzri child, Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was raised by a Mitzri woman. And that affects that's a real thing. That called Magadol Yasam B'soch Beisos. So you have that. It's better than just that they pay the tuition. Gesher Chaim quotes Rama and says you should do Miktsas Avelus. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I think the standard you know, halacha that you would draw out of this is to do Miktsas Avelus. I'm just saying, I never asked our postman. I don't think I ever asked Rav Shachter of Willig. I got to circle back on that. I have a meeting with them in an hour, so I'll be neder if I can get a word in I'll try to ask them. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu says Shalom Aruim Yal Zachar Mador Yisi Kol Gav Yado Al Chasav Ki Odev Nehapchu Kol Panim Liyirakon. Shouldn't that mean a man can't halachically be a mother? Okay, you got to ask for Shurmach. Send it to him. In response to Yair, I think the Shach discusses voluntary avelos for secondary karov. It's inappropriate to avelos. It is only practiced in front of the karov who is the avel. It's okay to fully take on avelos that's applied regardless of whether the karov. Who the Avil is present. Okay, got to take a look at that Shach. Okay, so that's as far as Krove Krovev. Now, the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam says, learns from Yerushalmi in Paragimel Alach Alv that we're knowing Kol Dine Aninus on Rabbo Shalom Do Chachma. So the Beis Yosef says that nevertheless, Mevarech Mezamein, you can't pater a person from Brachin, from Zimun, without a Raya. And the Ramban quotes from a Gemara, Moed Katan Chafeim Beis, that you're Mesabel of Yom Echad. And Beis Yosef says, Mixos Hayom is enough. So even on Rabbo Shalom Do Chachma, we discussed Kriya on a Rebbe. But there is even such a maramakom about Rabbi Shalom de Chachma, not Sif Yud. Al Rabbi Shalom de Chachma, knowing Dine Aninus, Elisha Mevarech Mizam, Mesabalov, Bechalitza Sandal, Vekal Dine Avelus Yom Echad, and then the Ramah adds, Vekasa, Beis Yosef, B'Shem Rabbi Simcha, Shusarach, L'Shavas, Mekomo, Beis HaKnesses, Miu, B'Miktsas Hayom Sagi. Now, whatever you're going to do, it's only a Miktsas Hayom as it is. Now, what about a Tinok Shemei? So this comes up over here in Si'if Ches. This is based on Gemara Chavdalit Amid Beis, that a Tinok Pachos Mi Ben Lamed Yom, that dies, is brought out to be buried by Isha Achas v'Shnei Anashim, and there's a Machlokas Amoraim if it's Mutter even b'Shnei Nashim v'Ish Echad, meaning whether you have to be concerned about Yichud in such a case. And Einom Debalav B'Shura, we don't say Birchas Avelim v'Tanchumei Avelim. But once he's a Ben Lamed Yom, once he's already, he lived for 30 days, so then the Gemara says, he's Yotzi B'Deluskma, and he tells Bakpayim, V'om Debalav B'Shura, V'om Debalav Birchas Avelim v'Tanchumei Avelim, Ben Yud Veis Chodesh, Yotzi B'Mita, meaning the level of how normal of a Levaya it is, goes up once he's Yud Veis Chodesh. Hayotz b'mita, Rab Matzim alav, and Layotz b'mita, Ein Rab Matzim alav, Nikar l'Rab Rab Misaskimo, Ein Nikar l'Rab Ein Rab Misaskimo. Most of those things are not nogea, meaning they'll just do a regular levaya for a baby. The Rush in Simon Peches quotes from the Ritz Gaius that we say Kol Lamed Yom is Yotze b'cheik, which means that he's just carried. That's if Lo Kimle b'gavei the Kol Lo Chadashav. You're not sure that he was ever a Bar Kayama. It's a suffix whether it's Kol Lo Chadashav. But if Kimle b'gavei Shekol Lo Chadashav, you don't need, you know that he was a Kal Chadasha, that he was already a Ben Tess, then he's Kechasan Shalem. It's a Gemara Mufresh, as in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Lam Vav, and Nida, Taf Mem Dalid. But Rashi in Shabbos writes over there that Lo Kimlon B'davar Zeklal, the only way we would know for sure is if they only had tashmish X amount of times. Otherwise, we don't know when the pregnancy actually started. So in Shulchan Aruch over here it says that Tino Kol Shalshim Yom V'Yom Shalshim Mechal Ein Mesab Nalav Afilu Gamru Sar V'Tziparnav Misham Ve'elach Mesab Nalav. Now we're always Mesupak, and therefore we're Ein Mesab Nalav if he didn't live to 30 days, even if he looked very mature. But afterwards, if he lived to 30 days, we are Mesabel. Elim Kein Nodu Shu Ben Ches, unless you know for sure that he was only a Ben Ches. V'Yikim Lebei Shekal Lo Chadashav Kegon Shebal Upirish V'Nolad Chai L'Tes Chadashim Gemurim Afilu Meis B'Yom Shenolad Mesabel. But if you know for sure that it was a full-term pregnancy because there was no Tashmish Amita after that day, you know, the woman was locked away in a Beis Hasurim or something, you know that there's no Tashmish Amita, or the couple knows that they haven't been together, so then you would be Mesabel even day one. Safik ben Tesla Misha ben Zayin Achron Shnei Mesabel Malav. If you're just not sure who the father is, but the baby's a ben Kayama, then they're both Mesabel. In Pischei Tshuva and Sivkat Ches, he quotes from a Chassam Sofer in Simon Shin Mem Gimel about a Tinok that dies on the 31st day from being born, but he has not yet reached 30 full days, Me'es La'es. So there were those that wanted to say not to be Mesabel, because there's Machlokas and Tosas and Arach and Daf Lamed Aleph, whether we count Mishal Lishal, whether we count Me'es La'es. And even though we don't paskin like that Shita, but Halach Divrei Mekel Ba'avel, so maybe we should be Mekel when it comes to Avelis. So the Chasam Sofer says, you only say a halachic divrei mekel ba'avel in a machlokas that's only nogea to the avelus. But in a machlokas that's nogea to everything, and it's just dine avelus is one of the ramifications of that machlokas, and for all other halachos, we're not choshev me'es la'es, even though it's going to come out of chumra in hilchas avelus, then we're not going to go l'kula. It's a fascinating application, you know, in terms of hagdara of when we apply halachic divrei mekel ba'avel. He says, otherwise, if you don't say that, then when it comes to Pidyon HaBen also, we should say that if he dies b'yom lamed aleph, before the Zman Leda, before he hits the, you know, time of birth of that day, we should say Alach Kedivrei Mekel. As far as Mamon is concerned, for the Nitvan, we should patur the Av from Pidyon HaBen, because he could tie in a Kimli that I hold, that I'm not chayv in Pidyon HaBen. And we know so it would turn out that it's the opposite. So you have to say that since the machlokas is not about mammon, so we don't paskin lekula when it's not about mammon. And the same over here by avelus, that you're not going to be able to paskin lekula because it's machlokas about general, about whether he's a ben kayama in general. So whether he can be chayv misa for killing him, all these things. The machlokas is about everything. So you're not going to limit it to dafka avelus. Rav Shachter quotes a similar yisod from Rukiva Eger and from Haksava Kabbalah. The Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Shach in Yoredeya Simin Yud Dalit Sifkat Yud Beis talks about a Safik Daraisa that's Niskalgel to Safik Drabanan. You have something that's really a Daraisa issue, but the application that you're dealing with is a Drabanan application. So you have a similar concept. You say that I'll treat it like a Savik Drabanan because the application I'm dealing with is a Drabanan application, but by saying that, I'm going to end up with a Tarti Desastri because on the Daraisa applications are going to be have to be Luchumra. So that's just an interesting ha'ara that Pesachei Tshuva has in terms of how we apply some of these dinim. In Yalkut Yosef, he writes in Simen Ches Osvav that a child that's born in the sixth month of pregnancy and lives in an incubator for more than 2 months and then dies, ein misablin alav, even though he lived for more than a month in the incubator. And he quotes from a Tshuvas Shevet HaLevi, Chele Gimel, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, that also paskins this way. We discussed this the other day. Tzitz Eliezer says that it's like a baby that became sick within 30 days with a Choli Mesukan, and they give him medicine, and then after 30 days he dies, so he's not Bechlal Nefel. He's not considered a Nefel. Then Yalkut Yosef quotes from Torah Seoledes, as we've pointed out, from Rav Zilberstein in the name of Rav Eliashiv, that being in an incubator is not considered an extension of the pregnancy. It's like any other therapy, it's like any other medicine, and you're chayiv to be mesabel alav if he dies after 30 days. And he said that he heard the same from Rabin Sion Abba Shaul, but nevertheless, Rav Avadya thinks you could be mekel because halacha k'divrei mekel ba'avel. That in these cases, that there's what to be mekel with because halacha k'divrei mekel ba'avel. And then we have the point that the Rama made at the end, if you're not sure if the person is related to you, right? Let's say you have a case in Evel Rabasi, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, if it's Safik Shu Achiv, Safik Sheino Achiv, Safik Shu Beno, Safik Sheino Beno, Misabel Va'onein Veino Mitame. So in Tosis and Yivam, it says, Safik Ben Tishal Rishon, Rishiv La'achron, you have to be Misabel because it's Ganaya Dover that no one's going to be Misabel, because someone's definitely a relative. So it says Tosis and Yivam, so that's why you have to be Misabel. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Or Zerua that only the later one would have to be Misabel, not the earlier one. And the Beis Yosef writes, he doesn't know Minayim Lozeh. How do you choose which guy is going to have to be Misabel? So in the footnotes on the bottom of the tour, they explain that the Or Zerua held that that's the pashtus of the Braisa, Nevel Rabasi, meaning they're not both Misabel, because that would be the reason that they're both not Misabel is because that's Ganaya Dover. But if they're Misabel, then it's also wrong. One of them is definitely not the father. So who should be Misabel? The Achron, the later guy, is Mesabel because the mother of the Safek Tachtov when he's born is considered like Beno, meaning he raises him like a child because she's the one that he was he's the one that was married to the mother at the time that he was born. So in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that Shnei Mesabel Malav, right? What does Shulchan Aruch say? Sav Ben Tazvich Ben Zayin Achron Shnei Mesabel Malav against all of these svaras of one way or the other. So Pischei Chuvin Sivkan Yiralv says that's only if Shneim Kayam. Him, then it's a Gnai. But let's say one of them is dead. So then the second guy doesn't have to be Mesabel, meaning the whole driving force over here, really, which say Alach Devrei Mekel Ba'avel, the whole driving force over here to say that someone's got to be Mesabel and therefore you can't choose which one, so they're both going to be Mesabel, is because it would be a Gnai. But if one of them is dead, so then it's not a Gnai anymore, because then you could say that the one who died must have been the father, so Mela, it's not considered to be a Gnai. Let's see, what is Yoni right? L'chor of the Chassam Sofer would disagree with the Yam Shel Shlomo earlier by a man who wants to divorce his wife as well, since that was a discussion by Peros and other dinim, not available specifically. Good. It's a good Ha'ar, Yoni. Okay, what did we not get to over here? B'no HaBechor. All right, just to quickly mention, the Beis Yosef writes, Kasav HaKolbo, HaMinuk Shapasha Shelo L'Sabel Al Ben Rishon Shemes. There apparently was a minug not to be Mesabel for the first child that dies. He says, even if it's not a Bechor, he says, that's not a minug, the minug was only by a Bechor. So the Beis Yosef says, whoa, he's assuming that for a ben bechor there's no avelos. He says, "Masha kasuv shlo l'sabel al becharus davar teimahu ve'en lo al masha yismoch." And then he says he found in the Rivash that kara tagar al minagahu, that he criticized this minag, and he says, "Ein lo shachar this minag, ein lo davar zeshorish ve'ikar amru misha amara, whoever said it, va'nu larin v'lo shemanu misha na'akein." So in Darkei Moshe, Nos Vav, he says that there are those that are knowing that the av and the aim are not holech achar ben. To the Beis HaKvaros. And he says that's the minhag. And he says it must be that this minhag is an offshoot of that kolbo that the Beis Yosef quotes. That there's something different about the first child dying. And then he quotes that from the Ma'aril that we're not misabel bi'idan ritcha mishum bi'asusa. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Ubevadim, yesh chashash pachad b'zehavi kibikoach nefesh, v'chein nirli d'kol chol avshein b'osakonim, avelus yigrom tosev eschol yenil disabel, meaning that this minug may be based on some sort of psychological concern, that the person is going to be... so broken that that it's going to be a pikuach nefesh situation, so then you certainly understand that there wouldn't be avelus. But such a minhag, he says, is not a valid minhag at all. So I think that pretty much covers Shin Ayin Dalid, which is good. I didn't want to spend more than a day on it. So Be'ez Hashem tomorrow's Tuesday, but Be'ez Hashem on Wednesday, we'll get into Shin Ayin Hei, the beginning of avelus, and when they move a kever, which is very nogea. Now, a lot of people are being buried right now in America because they can't get them to Israel, and then the plan is to move them. So the Nihuge Avelus on that as well. And then, and we'll go weiter from there. But that's the plan. So, Shinayin Hei for Wednesday, Be'ezra Hashem. And I do hope that there will be time to go back to Tumas Kohanim. Just, if I have to prioritize, I just wanted to get Hilchas Avelus done first. Okay, everyone should have a great day.